Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Imagine facing surgery without anesthesia in a smelly operating room, and the surgeon enters wearing a blood-stained apron. I would run screaming out the door.
You and me both. Yet prior to the 1840s, that's how surgery was done. Surgeons did not wash their hands, instruments were not sterilized, and the patients were held down on the operating table.
Even though as early as 1546, Fracastro of Verona postulated that small germs could cause diseases, no one linked them to wound infections.
A clue came later from Louis Pasteur, who showed that microorganisms could sour wine, beer, and milk, and expanded that into a theory that germs caused diseases. In 1862, he invented pasteurization, whereby bacteria could be killed by heating.
Later, a British surgeon, Joseph Lister, built on this knowledge to change surgery forever. He read Pasteur's work and theorized that the germs cause infections. At the time, so many people died after surgeries that there was a call to abolish the practice entirely.
Lister decided to begin treating all wounds on his wards with dressing soaked in carbolic acid because he had learned that this compound was used to disinfect sewage. He then began hand washing, sterilizing instruments, and spraying carbolic acid in the operating room during surgery.
Other physicians criticized him even though Lister achieved remarkable success. But in time, his methods were adopted in Germany, the U.S., France, and then Great Britain.
He's hailed as the father of antiseptic surgery and saved a huge number of lives.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.